smoke meat.
No chemicals or preservatives, just 100% honest-to-goodness hickory smoked meat.
Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Boy, some chicken wings have really hit the spot.
You ain't got no better food like some chicken wings, some baby back ribs, some fries or something?
It is just two guys talking, am I right? We're just talking.
Hey, howdy, hey! Welcome to the number one barbecue podcast in the Northern Utah region. A title that we are claiming until someone corrects us on it. Isn't that kind of how titles get?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we were the only ones that applied for the award, therefore we won the award.
I think that's fair.
It's a lot like grants in education, from what I understand.
Yeah, if you're going to apply for it, you get it. Yep, 100%.
I like it.
Love it.
What's smoking, Mike?
Dude, it is peak allergy season.
I know.
We were just talking about this. We sound like we're dying, just snorting and blowing all over the place. So sorry about that, everybody.
I'm noticing in the camera shot my very nice tan line that I have here from the other day.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That is abrupt.
Well, I was working on four-wheelers, and I had a sweatshirt on that I pushed up the sleeves. Okay.
Yeah.
But then today I spent all day outside. I bought this vending machine forever ago.
Yeah. It's been sitting there for a while. I've been excited to hear your progress.
Yeah. And I had some free time this week, so I started working on that. And I fried my ears. That I'm rocking one ear, not because I'm trying to be cool and hip, but literally because it hurts to have my headphones on.
Ouch.
So. Oh, and I'm losing them. That's what happens when I mess with my hat.
It's good to feel the sunshine, but when it's been a minute, you gotta.
It's definitely been a minute. But man, 66 degrees today.
It felt heavenly.
Yeah, have you looked at the forecast for this weekend, though?
I don't want to, because I know it's going to get cold and snow again.
It's gotten better.
Oh, has it?
Yeah. The low on Saturday, or I guess the high on Saturday is now 41.
What's the low?
31.
Oh, that's not terrible,
with
then.
With an 80% chance of snow showers.
That's less fun, but,
Hey,
we'll deal with it.
Next Friday, 68 degrees is the high.
Oh, dude. Heck yeah. I love it. I love spring. I like winter. I like cold. But after like February 2nd, I'm like, okay, we get it. Like, let's bring spring back. So,
yeah.
Remember our first couple episodes, how we would talk about the weather? And then you told us that your wife said we should stop talking about the weather. I'm pretty sure we do a little weather update at the beginning of every podcast.
And you know what? I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And she doesn't listen to the podcast anymore, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
Until she listens to the podcast again and starts calling us out, we can do what we want.
I love it. You heard it here first, guys. Number one barbecue podcast, Northern Utah area. We can't even get our wives to listen. So, the rest of you, thanks for tuning in.
I think your wife listens.
She usually does pretty good. She likes to put it on when she cleans.
Haley claims that she's only a couple of episodes behind, but I've been dropping Easter eggs for her that she's been missing.
That you haven't heard anything. That's a good idea.
So,
John, what's going on?
Well, you just had a big event at your house today.
Yeah.
And a little impromptu. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we kind of had fun with it. We, so it's spring break here. I'm a teacher. My kids are off. I'm off. So we just kind of had the day and it felt good. Like I've been doing some drives for driver's ed the last couple days. So this was the first day that I really didn't have anything. I had to drop Mose off at the vet to say goodbye to his Willis and Doodleberries. So, but other than that, I was free, so cared. I don't even remember where I heard that. I hope it's not like super inappropriate. anyway, bless his heart. He's wearing the cone of shame and living the dream right now. But anyway, the boys wanted to smoke something. So we went to Costco. Man, I tell you, it's hard to beat Costco's price on baby back ribs.
Yeah.
I went to Smith's. I went to Macy's. I went to a bunch of different stores waiting for Costco to open because it turns out they open at 10. I thought
it's
it was
brutal,
9.
Right?
Yeah. So anyway, got a... And they come in 3-packs, which was great because my 3 boys were the ones that were interested. Let there be light.
Right.
Anyway, so I was like, you know what would kind of be fun? So we just kind of had them all get around the counter. I pulled out all my rubs, which I got a lot of rubs, John. I might have a problem. But
I bet I've got 2 for every one of
yours.
I'll
bet you do. That's true. You are an official vendor, so you probably have way more than me. But
well, I keep buying them, and my wife keeps, where is that going to go? And she's got these, we've got these like bowls on our counter that, or in our cupboard that I think you make like taco salad shells.
Okay.
Out of flour tortillas, like there's these ceramic kind of wavy things.
Okay.
They're on my spice shelf. So every time she gives me crap about it, I'm like, well, as soon as those are out of my way, I'll be able to fit all my stuff on my shelf.
There you go.
But anyway, sorry.
No, that's fine. What were we talking about?
All of your rubs out.
Oh, yeah.
The boys are getting...
Got all the rubs out. So let the boys kind of choose which one with, you know, some... kind of subtle hints for me. I'd be like Rhett really wanted to use like garlic powder on his and just garlic powder. And I was like, yeah, maybe let's try this one. Doesn't this look good? And he's like, oh yeah, that's fine. So anyway, I gave him a little hint, but they all kind of use their own rubs. And like I told him you can use a binder if you want to. And so a couple of them used mustard. Kyle didn't. And then it was fun. Like they just I kind of walked them through it and then they put them on the grill and then they lost interest over the next 4 hours while they cooked. So I wrapped them and did them all the same, but we pulled them off and Whitney kind of like took them and made like just some plates with pieces on it that they sampled. And then they kind of did a ranked choice voting.
Nice.
And then we crowned the winner. It was just kind of a fun, but it was cool. Like they had a good time and.
Well,
it's fun to share that with them. And,
big shout out to Rhett.
Yeah. Rhett won.
Yeah, your youngest took it. Your oldest was not happy with the outcome.
He was pretty pissed. He's the one that's probably the most passionate about everything. Like, he gets really into it, so I felt a little bad. But honestly, Rhett, you smoke junkie, and it's a favorite at our house.
Dude, you can't.
So.
I'm almost out.
Yeah. Me too, man. We got the big bottles from Adam, and I only got a little bit left.
I know.
But anyway, great time. We had a fun time. So if you're looking for something to do, have a rib cook-off with your kids.
That's awesome.
It's kind of fun.
Hey, and I saw you used the grill in this.
Dude.
Like, we're back in...
So I have a heated water dish for my dogs. And
uh-huh.
It's got like a coiled spring around the cord.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so Mose had tried to chew it and couldn't get through it. So I bought that and put it on my grill. So far, so good, but I'm not going to hold my breath. But
I was going to say, if anything happens this time, we're like on schedule 40 PVC.
Right? That's the next plan. Like, it's either that or like steel electrical conduit just right up into the thing. I don't know.
But, there you go.
Yep.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was a good time.
Well, we didn't do a cook-off. We should probably talk about what we cooked for Easter.
Oh, yeah.
But our big barbecue adventure this week is going to be, we're going to Bam Bam's tomorrow.
Yeah, Swatcho.
Swatcho. My dad's been, I've been talking to my dad about Bam Bam's for, years now. Uh-huh. And
has he never been?
Uh-uh.
Oh, so he's just heard you tell the tales.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
We're all going to go down tomorrow and have lunch and man, I'm super excited for it.
That's sweet.
Just kind of like, we started talking about it earlier in the week, and he texted me today, and man, I am pumped to go hit Bam Bam's.
You better take some videos and post a reel or something.
I've
never been there. I'd like to see kind of.
Yeah, I'll take some videos. I'll take the Insta360 camera.
I forgot you had that.
Yeah, I'm hoping Cam is there. Because I really want to get back and see the smokers. I think he runs Old Hickories.
Mm.
which are a little different than like the big offsets that you see at like Texas barbecue.
But they can, I mean, they can throw a lot of meat.
You can put a ton in. I mean, Old Hickory is a huge name. So
yeah,
it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good for you.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
But Easter.
Yeah, let's talk about Easter.
Man, another like started out crappy weather turned into a pretty nice day though.
Yeah, really. We were worried we weren't going to look for eggs, which would have been a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Yeah, we didn't do an egg hunt. We didn't dye eggs this year. Robbie had his tonsils out, and he was kind of feeling crappy. I had a sinus infection at the end of last week and was feeling pretty crappy. And one, we were like trying to do like a little bit more of like a Christ-centered Easter instead of it just being about the candy and being about everything. And it was okay. Like, it was fine. Like, there were nobody had a hissy. Haley did the resurrection rolls. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah. I saw her doing a trial run or something last time I was here.
Oh, she did it with the young women.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
So, did it go okay?
Kids
like it.
We got at least one that worked. So, so there was a nice Easter lesson there. But then I smoked a ham. I guess technically I double smoked a ham because it was already cured, spiral cut, ready to go, that I threw out on the grill, and it went for 4 or 5 hours. I just brought it up to temp out on the smoker.
What temp do you bring it up to? Just like,
I go to 160.
Okay. That's safe eating temperature.
Safe eating temperature. I mean, it's cured, it's cooked. Like, you can eat that ham cold. That's sandwich meat, basically.
Yeah.
The one thing I did different this year is I bought a boneless one.
Interesting.
Yeah, boneless spiral cut ham.
Huh.
Which I've always done a bone in ham, partly because I always want the ham hock to like make ham and beans with. But I got this, dude. It was a dream cutting this thing.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So,
how does it even stay together if there's no bone in it? If it's spiral cut,
there's a spot in the middle that they don't hit.
Huh.
So it's all stuck together. But like, you chop it, you cut it in half just to the side of where that spot is, and now you have these like beautiful slices of ham that everyone just picks up. And
oh, that's awesome.
But anyways, I smoked that, and I'm trying to remember what I rubbed on it. I think I used honey hog with a mustard binder, and it was like right at 4.5 hours. And I glazed it with that, raspberry bourbon glaze that I've made a couple of times.
Did you just make like a bottle of that you use, or do you make it fresh every
time? I make it fresh every time. It's, so Haley makes raspberry jam every year. Because our backyard, like, I didn't know this. Raspberries are basically like weeds. Like, you can't kill them.
Yeah, they go nuts.
Our whole backyard, like our whole fence line, is covered in raspberries. And they're really, really good. Have you ever had golden raspberries?
Yes, you gave it. I'd never even heard of it. And one day, I feel like I was helping you move something or something.
Oh.
Several years ago, and you were like, here, have one of these. I was like, what is this? It was amazing.
Yeah.
I wanted to plant some that day.
Yeah. Well, if you need some starts, I know a guy.
Okay.
No. But anyway, so I use a half pint of that and then a quarter cup of bourbon that I heat up and get a boiling, light it off, and let the alcohol burn out of it.
You just light it on fire.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, be careful because you get it boiling, take it off the stove, light it, and it'll...
Yeah.
I mean, if you leave it on your stove, if you've got a microwave above your... You will burn your microwave.
Yeah.
Not that I know this, but...
I was going to say, you sound very confident in that
result. So let it burn for a minute or two and then snuff out the flame and...
Okay.
Then mix in the jam and just kind of let it...
Just straight up jam into that.
And then I let it thicken up and then paint it on.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. And it's just so stinking good.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
That was our big protein meal there, so.
Sweet. I also did a ham. I don't love ham, but I discovered the pulled ham around Christmas, and it's my new, like, go-to ham. So, smoked it just like a pork shoulder. So, I got a ham shank from, I think I just got it at Walmart. And so, I rubbed it just like I would a regular pork shoulder. But I also, while I was at Walmart, they had, like, these little, like, it almost looked like one-time use, like, barbecue sauces from Kinder.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen those?
Uh-huh.
It was like a dollar, so I was like, yeah, I'll grab them. And then I noticed they were expired, but I still used it, so
I figured it's
still pretty good. But it was a, now I'm gonna screw this up. It was a peach habanero, like, barbecue sauce.
Ooh,
and
I like
there
that.
Wasn't a ton of it, so I used it as a binder, and then I used
the
denominator. Or the Dominator, I can't remember what it is now, from Oak Ridge. We've talked about it before. They've gone out of business, but I'm still seeing their stuff. So hopefully they, I don't know.
Yeah, somebody bought them or yeah.
But it's my favorite rib rub for sure. So I just put that, and I put it kind of light because ham has so much salt in it already.
Yeah.
That I didn't want to go super heavy on the rub. And then I smoked it, like I say, just like a pork shoulder. So I put it on that night at like midnight, and I got up at 7:30, I think, went out, and it was at 1:55. So, took it out at that point, put it on a, I put it in a foil pan on a raised rack, and then put apple juice, and then the rest of, so I used like half of that little thing of the Kinder barbecue sauce, put the rest of it in my little braising liquid, and then just let it braise. Put foil over top of that and let it come up to 205. And it took, all in all, I think it took about 12 hours for the whole thing.
Said.
But dude, I mean, digging into a ham and having it fall apart like a pork butt is pretty cool.
I know. I've got to try one.
I think you should. Cause again, I don't love ham, but this pulled ham, like, I like it. The flavor I feel like gets through to everything. And the texture, I'm a big fan. I like it a lot better than kind of almost like the rubberiness sometimes that
yeah.
you get. So
brace yourselves, everyone.
Oh.
If you're driving, pull over. If you're standing, sit down. This is going to be hard to listen to.
Bomb's about to be dropped.
Haley doesn't like bacon. I mean, she'll eat bacon.
Dude.
But it's not her first choice. She would much rather have ham.
Really?
Yeah.
Ham over bacon?
I know.
I don't know that I've ever heard of that.
Look. She has to have some flaws, otherwise the Lord would have taken her from me. So,
that is so interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
But anyways, I kind of want to do one of these because I think like this pulled ham just sounds so good in like a burrito.
Oh yeah, dude. Well, like that's the thing. It's so versatile. Burrito. You could still make a sandwich out of it, but you mix it in a burrito or yeah, dude.
I get on board with that.
Yeah. Or even in a soup, like just throwing it in like a ham potato soup.
Salad.
Yeah. I mixed it with my funeral potatoes. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I support that.
Do it, man. It's like, it's super easy. Like,
well, and ham's just so friggin' cheap.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing. Like, I cooked it like a pork shoulder. It costs way less than a pork shoulder. At least it might have been on sale, but it's pretty sweet. So,
yeah.
That was my Easter.
Well, I support your Easter. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for the pulled ham. I think that is my go-to ham from here on out because I've done it 2 times and both times it's been delicious. And I learned a lot from the Christmas. Like, I feel like it. I was expecting it to take like 4 or 5 hours because it's already cooked and I didn't think it would stall, but it stalled like a pork shoulder.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I ran mine at 225 just like I would, you know, a pork shoulder, and it took me 5 hours just to get to the stall.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Yep. Well, with that, from Easter we followed it up with April Fool's Day.
Yay.
How do you feel about April Fool's, Mike?
I don't know, it's fine. I had a lot of good ideas that I never followed through on. It's a lot like Halloween. I love Halloween, but I never remember. Like, I always want to do these elaborate things for Halloween, and then I don't remember it until October 30th, and then it's too late.
Yeah.
So. You've got to have the right people to do April Fools with, I feel like.
Huh. I support that.
Because some people, like, they just get so offended, or they try and do the dumbest things.
Uh-huh.
They're like, I want it to be funny. I don't want it to be obnoxious.
Yeah. Do you watch New Girl?
I have watched all of New Girl.
Do you know Winston's pranks? He either takes it way too far, or like it's not funny at all. That's what that reminds me of. Yeah.
We're married! What?
When he releases the badger at the wedding. Oh my gosh. That's a great show. Anyway.
That's another one that, like, it took me a minute to get into it.
Yeah. Yep.
That one, The Office, Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Parks and Rec's a slow burn, but once you get into the second season, it is
the fantastic. First season, like, you were paying your dues.
Yeah.
But you were richly rewarded on the back.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That, I feel like that's how New Girl is. The first couple of episodes, you're like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, you're like, nah, like, what am I doing? This. It is one of those that, even though I've seen almost every episode, probably a couple of times, like, I still laugh out loud at a lot of them, or just thinking about them.
Yeah, and I don't even know what his real name is, but Schmidt.
Yeah, dude.
People will, like, yell quotes at him as he's walking through, like, New York. And he goes right into it, man. He, like,
really?
Yeah.
All day. All day, son. 29?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, April Fools.
April Fools.
Oh, shoot.
I was a little disappointed because we live in Cache Valley. Every April Fools, for as long as I can remember, somebody, like, does the spoof on, like, guys, Target just signed a contract online. I think it's, they actually have signed a contract on land enough times now that, like, people are just like, it's never happening. But hey, we got a Costco, so you never know. So that didn't happen, but there were several great ones. So this is, again, one of those episodes. If you're not following us on YouTube, one, subscribe, help us out,
please.
But listen along, but make sure you go check this out on what is it called? YouTube. That's what it is.
Yep. YouTube.
Check it out on YouTube because we've got some fun stuff that we get to share on the screen. So let me cut us over to that view. This was one of the ones that I saw that I just kind of chuckled about.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's got different Stanleys and I don't know what yours is. There's Hydro Flask, Yeti, like, they're all arguing about everything. Ryobi got into the game. Your 18-volt, 1+, brushless power tumbler.
It's got a battery on the bottom. I like that.
And there's something wrong with my cup. It's empty.
Dude, mine too. We threw it down too fast tonight. Bummer.
But anyways, I saw this. I was, like, dying laughing.
I like that.
From -4 to 211 degrees Fahrenheit. Man.
So. I'll be honest, sometimes I see these and I'm super disappointed that it's a April Fool's joke.
Some of them, it's awesome. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
This is what you just, I was, my dad asked me about this. What did you do with your truck? Did you sell it?
No, it's in the back of my,
it's in the backyard.
Yeah. It's hanging out with the chickens and the dogs.
Sometime when we get around to fixing Mike's truck, we may need this.
Hi, I'm Trent Bosch, and we have a new product to unveil to you today. I call it the super, 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 super long tool handle. It's a 216-inch tool handle. You know, is I'm really proud of this product, and I think you will enjoy it. So check it out, TrentBoschTools.com.
That is awesome. Takes four people to hold it.
Yeah, they're trying to... they're using it on a lathe, all I can think about is like the number of times I've been like, I need a longer bar to break this.
Right.
I actually have, we got the floor jack finally died, but I have the handle off of a floor jack that I often end up using. This was a great one. This is not barbecue related, but it is dad related. So dad's throwing balloons at his kid. He's popping them with a tack. Ready? Here we go.
Getting his confidence up.
We got third balloon, fourth balloon. Here we go. Boom! Pops it. It's full of shaving cream all over his face.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. That's great.
And this might be the best out of all of them.
This is pretty
good. This was from Camp Chef this year.
Meet Larry. After a long day at the office, all Larry wants is a delicious, freshly seared steak from the grill. But who has the time? Introducing Toaster Barbecudels from Camp Chef. The revolutionary way to enjoy the taste of the grill from your toaster.
Simply
pop a barbecudel into your toaster, and in just minutes, you'll have a perfectly cooked smoky rib or steak patty that tastes just like it's straight off the grill.
Dry.
With barbecues, you can have the delicious taste of barbecue in a fraction of the time.
Thank you, barbecudel.
You bet. So why wait? Get your toaster barbecudels from Camp Chef today and turn your toaster into the ultimate grill. Also available in brisket, ribs, pulled pork, and chicken.
Oh my gosh. That's good.
Oh, that's so bad.
Oh,
it's
shoot.
So bad. And this isn't from this year. This is one you found.
Yeah, I think this was last year.
But this is...
this is my boy.
Yeah, Malcolm Reed at... How to Barbecue Right.
Uh-huh.
And they're going vegan.
Barbecue Right goes vegan. Let's get plant-based. I got 12 ounces Impossible Beef. Get in there and divide it in half.
Stuff?
Kind of ball it up. Go to the burger press. That's an Impossible Burger right there. Now we got to get some seasoning on them. Salt, pepper, garlic. Goes great with plants. Got the Weber Grill. Two zone fire. Hot coals on one side. The burger patties are going right beside the hot zone. After 5 minutes, we're going to give them a flip. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's not even like...
Ready for
there's
the
no
char cheese.
Marks at all.
Yeah, there's no
the
color.
First,
it's
starting
just...
with a little bit of veganese. Got to have a toasted
vegan
bun.
Cheese looks like plastic.
Free, that's fine. A little bit of arugula, organic tomato, slices of avocado, one of our 100% plant-based Impossible Burger patties. Hot bun. That's how it's done, son. Oh, let me show you how we get down on Impossible Burger here at How to Barbecue Right.
Throws it in the garbage.
That's what a burger should look
grabs
like.
Grabs a
bacon,
real one.
Cheese. 80-20 ground chuck. Where's the beef?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I tried one of the Impossible Whoppers.
Yes. See,
Nope.
I can't remember if I was with my buddy or if he just was telling me about it, but he thought, and I kind of did too, it was just like a funky name for the Whopper, you know, like they had the Angry Whopper, the whatever, and it was the Impossible Whopper, and he got it, and he said it was the worst thing he's ever had.
Yeah, it is truly, truly terrible.
There is no substitute for real meat, and I'm not knocking anybody's choice in diet, but I just can never get behind it.
I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Can't figure it out. I'm all for the ethical treatment of animals.
Sure.
Like, I think there's appropriate ways and bad ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not eating meat is not the way to solve that problem.
Yeah, agreed. Ugh. You ever seen Temple Grandin? Speaking of the ethical treatment of animals.
Temple, like,
she's like the woman with autism who created like a new way for the cattle to move or whatever. I just watched it on Amazon Prime last night. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, I've heard about it, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I think Nate was telling both of us about it once,
yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to check that out. I finally watched it. It did not disappoint. It was very good. But that's what she's about. Like, just like, people are going to eat meat. Like, it's going to happen, but we don't have to be cruel. And she just figures out, like, a super efficient way for cows to go through without getting stressed and stuff.
Yeah, so no, like,
cool.
Let's do it the right way. Let's treat them with respect, but...
also eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were given dominion over the beasts of the field for a reason. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, The cups are empty. We're both thirsty.
Boo!
I will have stories of grandeur from Bam Bam's next time we're together.
Dude, I'm excited. That's going to be good.
And until next time, I'm John.
I'm Mike.
We're Fat Guys with Smokers.
Thanks for listening to the Fat Guys with Smokers podcast. Be sure to check us out on Instagram and Facebook. Leave us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't forget to tune in for even more nonsense from a couple of Fat Guys with Smokers.
Don't forget to like, subscribe.